Today is the fourth Sunday of Easter, year B. The date is the 21st of April, 2024. Our theme is Christian morality. The Gospel, John chapter 10, verses 11 through 18, three times uses the word good to describe Jesus' manner and presence in the way he shepherds his people. The Greek word is kalos. Another more common Greek word, also translated as good, is agathos. While agathos shares the meaning with kalos of being good, kalos carries the extra meaning of also being beautiful, lovely, pleasing to the eye. Now, we've grown used to the expression, the Good Shepherd. Maybe the metaphor has lost something of its power through overuse. Try the beautiful shepherd, the lovely shepherd, the gracious shepherd. And this is not an idle thought experiment. How we describe Jesus not only has serious implications for how we think of him, it also has serious and very practical implications for how we think of ourselves, and in particular, how we think of Christian morality. Have you ever thought of the Christian life as beautiful? The scripture scholar William Barclay describes how the beauty of Jesus' presence can be, indeed should be, manifest in his disciples. He writes, "Clearly, it's not enough that the Christian life should be good. It must also be attractive. A grim and unlovely goodness is certainly goodness, but it's not Christian goodness. For Christian goodness must have a certain loveliness on it. Real Christianity must always attract, never repel. There is such a thing as a hard, austere, unlovely and unlovable goodness, but such a goodness falls far short of the Christian standard. In all our efforts to be good, in all our strivings towards moral holiness, the Christian must never forget the beauty of holiness." For the Christian, beauty goes hand in hand with goodness and truth. Together, these are our best source of joy. Unlovely and unlovable goodness is not likely to bring joy. Therefore, it is more likely to repel people than attract them to the way of Jesus. Maybe Jesus had this in mind when he said to the disciples, "I've said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete." John chapter 15, verse 11. Pope Francis expresses this very well in his apostolic exhortation of 2013, Evangelii Gaudium, which means the joy of the gospel. In that document, he addresses preachers. He says to them, instead of seeming to impose new obligations, they should appear as people who wish to share their joy, who point to a horizon of beauty, and who invite others to a delicious banquet. It's not by proselytizing that the church grows, but by attraction. And in another place, he says to the catechists, "Every form of catechesis would do well to attend to the way of beauty. Proclaiming Christ means showing that to believe in and to follow him not only something right is not only something right and true, but also something beautiful, capable of filling life with new splendor and profound joy, even in the midst of difficulties.